just puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.
Award seasons continues. Time for Abandoned Manitoba with Gordon Goldsborough. Hi, Gordon.
Good morning, Nadia.
So what are we talking about this week?
Well, last Thursday, at a ceremony at Government House here in Winnipeg, several people received one of the Lieutenant Governor's Awards for Historical Preservation and Promotion. So today, I'd like to tell our listeners about the people and the excellent volunteerism for which they were recognized.
So before we get to the people, tell us about the award. How long has this award program been going on for?
Well, it was initiated in 2011, and to date, 74 people have received awards. Now, I should point out that gender, ethnicity, and geographic location have no bearing on a person's probability of receiving an award. It's really just for excellence alone. However, Her Honor Anita Neville did introduce a change in 2023 so that today, two awards each year are reserved for people under the age of 40. We see those people as the next generation leaders in Manitoba's history and heritage community, and we want to give them every encouragement to continue their good work.
And how do people get nominated for the award?
Well, various ways, but most often a person is nominated by someone who's familiar with their contributions. You know, maybe a neighbor, maybe somebody in your community, and you go, they really deserve to be recognized. And so they complete a nomination. You can get a form off the Manitoba Historical Society website, and you complete it and send it in to us. It typically consists of a detailed account of the work for which the person's being nominated, and there should be at least three letters of support from people in the community. And the reality is we get many more nominations than can be recognized. We find that the level of detail in that nomination translates directly into the probability of success. And so submissions that are long and richly detailed, well, quite frankly, they stand a better chance of being recommended to Her Honor.
Good sign, though, that there are so many nominations.
Oh, every year. It's so hard, you know, because we probably could justify giving an award to each and every one, but there are only five at maximum, so we have to make tough decisions.
Drum roll, please.
Here's a list.
Thank you. Okay, so let's go through recipients. Thank you, Bruce. Any chance we get, we like to use that drum roll.
Absolutely.
So do you want me to read off the names and you tell me about them?
Sure.
Okay, so number one, Charlie Baldock.
Right. Charlie is a longtime resident of the village of Lena, which, if you've never heard of it, is not far from Killarney. He has spent decades championing local history. So, for example, Charlie and his brother created the Wakapa Store Museum at their own expense in their community, and he installed an interpretive sign that marks the former village of Wakapa. Most people, I suspect, would never find it on a map were it not for Charlie. And he also marked its railway water tower that, of course, many communities had at one time. He helped publish a local history book about Wakapa, and he played a key role in mapping the original route of the Canada-U.S. Boundary Commission. They mapped the boundary between the two nations back in the 1870s, and that in turn inspired a wagon trek that occurred in 1990 and in 1991. Charlie, well, he's a real restorer. For example, he restored an old sawmill that had been originally established in 1881 at Max Lake, and he put it on display. He helped found the Turtle Mountain Flywheel Club at Killarney that shows old agricultural equipment. He continues to volunteer at the Manitoba Agricultural Museum's Thresherman's Reunion. And he does own a 1921 Ford Model A. And so he joined the relic run that we organized back in 2023, the Pine to Prairie Run that ran from the Ontario border to the Saskatchewan border along the original route of the Trans-Canada Highway. And that wasn't enough for him, because then in 2025, he was an active participant in the 2025 Sunshine Highway Relic Run, in which 14 antique vehicles traveled the long-forgotten Sunshine Highway between Crystal City and Brandon.
Congratulations, Charlie. All right, our next recipient is Christian Cassidy.
Mm-hmm. And Christian has been a leading advocate for Manitoba's built heritage for more than two decades. I don't even know how long he's been doing it. I don't know if he even knows, but he began documenting initially his West End neighborhood. He began putting stuff online. And later he expanded his research through blogs that I bet a lot of people have discovered online. Things like West End dumplings, all kinds of great information about the West End. He also has This Was Manitoba and Winnipeg Places. And it literally covers not just Winnipeg, but the entire province. He's written widely on local history. He contributes to the Manitoba's Historical Society's website. He's known for his careful, wide-ranging research. And, well, he's also made history accessible through a lot of different public forms of engagement. For example, he hosts a weekly radio program on Winnipeg history, and he's led numerous free walking tours. You know, if listeners remember a few weeks ago, we talked about the walking tour I took of some of the downtown hotels and, well, the beverage rooms. Well, Christian led those. He has worked with the Winnipeg Architecture Foundation and other groups to do various tours and events. He's mentored emerging historians. He's supported groups like the Seven Oaks and the Northeast Winnipeg Historical Societies. And he's offered workshops on, well, how do you research the history of your home? Great stuff.
Next one, and correct my pronunciation if I don't say it properly, Gilles Messier.
Yeah, Gilles is part of a new generation of aviation and military historians. He's one of those under 40s that got the award this year, and his work blends rigorous research with, I think, really creative public engagement. You know, his contributions are wide-ranging. You know, there's writing, there's digital history, theater, film, museum-quality scale modeling, and it's all aimed at making Manitoba's and even Canada's history accessible to new audiences, and I think especially younger people. You know, so he's exactly the kind of guy we want to encourage. You know, he's written, directed, and performed seven historically based Fringe Festival plays, you know, and they're coming up not that long from now. You know, he had a production in the last year's festival called If Day, based on the invasion of Winnipeg by Nazi Germany during the Second World War. Of course, it wasn't a real event. It was a fundraising campaign. And he's preparing one for this year's festival called Fission, the death of Dr. Lewis Slotin during the Manhattan Project, you know, where they built the atomic bomb. Gilles gives illustrated talks for the Canadian Aviation Historical Society, including some recent work on the Avro Canada C-102 jetliner. Back in 2025, last summer, he helped to restore a Cold War-era fallout reporting post. We've talked about those here. They were little underground structures to monitor radiation in the aftermath of a nuclear blast. And he's done all kinds of research on it. In fact, he's planning to write a book about that little-known program. He's volunteered with the Ghost Squadron at 17 Wing RCAF, and he's created detailed interpretive models for the Royal Aviation Museum of Western Canada and for CFB Winnipeg. Just mind-boggling how much he's done in his short life.
Now, our fourth recipient is Eleanor Proctor.
Right. And Eleanor has been the driving force behind the museum in the village of Woodlands for more than 60 years. So, you know, Gilles was at the low end of the age spectrum, and Eleanor, well, frankly, is at the upper end. She began in 1966, and she helped establish and then incorporate the museum, and then she went on to fill nearly every role. You know, most volunteers have many roles at the organizations with which they volunteer, and she's been the curator, the manager, the fundraiser, the event organizer, you know, the chief cook and bottle washer, you name it, she's done it. And it was always, you know, where without any accolades. You know, she is amazingly humble. She and her late husband, Lloyd, they basically helped to acquire and relocate historic buildings to the museum grounds, which, by the way, is right along Highway 6 as you're heading north. Do drop by for a visit. It's one of Manitoba's gems. And basically, it's a multi-building site that, well, now hosts programs and historical exhibits. And, well, and an upside is also employs local youth in the summertime. Although it is only open during the summer, Eleanor, well, she's not a summertime employee only. She works year-round to keep it thriving. Well, even in her 80s, she cleaned, she renovated buildings, she baked for events, she hosted meetings in her room, in her home. Now she's in her mid-90s. Her mobility is somewhat limited, but she continues to be a vigorous advocate for the museum that she helped to build. And, you know, she was serviced there for over 60 years. That's just a mind-numbing number. An estimated 100,000 hours of volunteerism. And her dedication to the Woodlands Museum is extraordinary and, I think, highly commendable.
Well-deserved seems to be an understatement, yes. For Eleanor in particular, but for all of them, really, really great hearing about their biographies. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Gordon. But that makes four award recipients, and I thought there were five who were going to be awarded.
Well, there can be. Yes, there can be up to five. But as I said earlier, two awards are now reserved for people under the age of 40. And I think it's a wonderful idea because it does recognize the next generation of historically minded Manitobans. But if we don't receive at least two nominations in that category, and that was the case this year, well, then fewer awards will be presented. So I would encourage our listeners, if they know of a deserving young person, please put their name forward next year.
So when are nominations for next year's awards due?
It is always a little bit uncertain, but if all goes well and if we follow the pattern of previous years, it'll be at the end of February 2027. But that doesn't mean you have to wait until then. In fact, you could submit a nomination at any time. They are sent to the Manitoba Historical Society. We help Her Honor with evaluation of them. And if we get one early, we'll just put it in the pool and we'll wait and it'll get consideration with the batch next year. And also, if somebody has been nominated in a previous year, and if they weren't recommended, well, that doesn't mean they're out of the pool forever. You know, they can be reconsidered. And I would encourage, if there's somebody out there that has made a nomination that, well, unfortunately wasn't successful, contact me. Let's discuss how to strengthen the nomination. We want every nomination to receive as great a consideration as it can be so that we can recognize the exceptional volunteers that are out there doing great work for the benefit of everyone. So if you want to get some advice on how to strengthen a nomination, or even if you just want to know, is a particular person maybe eligible or are they a strong candidate? Well, I can perhaps give you some help. Contact me at Gordon, G-O-R-D-O-N, at mhs.mb.ca.
Thanks for this, Gordon. What's up for next week?
Well, you know, I do travel a lot around Manitoba, and I occasionally come across buildings that I think test the old saying that beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And so next week, I'm going to be sharing my views on some of the, well, let's just say, odder-looking homes.
Thanks for this, Gordon.
Bye-bye for now.
No matter where I go, every time the wind blows, puts me back in Manitoba many moons ago.